53-year-old Thomas M. Walker was taken into custody Tuesday after taking part in a near 20-hour standoff with authorities. According to a news release from the Aberdeen Police Department and Brown County Sheriff's Office, Walker entered the barn on a farm near Claremont around 7 p.m. Monday after ramming his vehicle into his daughter's. He did so while intoxicated. Walker took a scope rifle into the barn with him and, according to officers on the scene, threatened self-harm. Upon negotiating, authorities were able to get Walker to surrender without incident. He faces aggravated domestic assault and intentional property damage charges. Beginning at approximately 8 a.m. today, the Aberdeen Fire Department will begin flow testing fire hydrants in the southeast part of town. The affected area includes South Dakota Street to East City Limits and 6th Avenue Southeast to South City Limits. During the testing, water pressure for residents in the affected areas can change, and in some instances, water will be disturbed to the point of discoloring or appearing rusty. For more information, contact 626-7010. North Dakota held its election primary Tuesday night, and the races are now set for November. For U.S. Senate, incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp won the nomination and ran unopposed. She will face Kevin Cramer, North Dakota's current member of Congress, who defeated Thomas O'Neill handily with 87.8% of the vote. Max Schneider won the Democratic primary for North Dakota's seat in the U.S. House. He will face off against Kelly Armstrong, who defeated three other opponents. For more news, visit our website, DakotaBroadcasting.com. At the State Farm Agent Chad Bent News Desk, I'm Adam St. Paul.